Web Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are...
coming at you. Welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, another MMA podcast. Coming at you live and unedited from the Amp Studios in Danville, California. The aftermath that was UFC 226 and UFC Boise Smack My Picks Up. Or as Proteus likes to call it, down with a pickness. The champ himself, Pam, Proteus will be happy to hear that DC, Daniel Cormier, KOs Stipe Miocic with 30 seconds left in the first round to become the heavyweight champ. Of course, he already was the light heavyweight champion. Got a lot to talk about. Let's get into it, Pammy. Hit it.
The beautiful Pam.
Yeah, I blasted my ear off. What's up, guys? I'm back from Vegas, and we had a blast. B-L-A-S-T, a blast. Blast.
Pam, did you have some of that yerba buena?
Well, you know what? I don't do the smoke. I do the gummies, man. I like the gummies. I got some of these Wiz Khalifas. Yeah, these new Wiz Khalifa. Oh, my God. Love them. No, they're not as, you know, quite as potent as... Remember last time I was there, Joey Diaz gave me his Stars of Death. So they're not as potent as those, but they're pretty darn good. What's up?
You know, I've never done that stuff. So as the famous Ben Affleck once said,
you don't know.
I don't know. No, I don't. I've never done a drug in my life. So needless to say, I'm not going to be fighting Chris Cyborg either.
Who's going to fight this bitch?
Not me. That's for darn sure. All right, let's get into it, guys. We have more. The star of the show, guys. I want to make sure I don't blow your ears out on this one. The man who always is in a red state of mind. Shout out to Proteus. Hit it.
Marco from Waco, Grover. Welcome back, Sam. I hope you ate all the gummies. That's super high.
I brought them home. Enjoy. I didn't eat them all, but I brought them home.
don't be telling that to people in North Carolina. I don't think that it's legal up there.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, man.
You brought like regular gummy bears home. That's right. The one with sugar.
And now, right, yes. The German one.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You want to be careful that you're not flying in international, right, Marco?
Airspace.
Yeah, well, like I said, man, you know, good for you, Pam, and shame on you, Tony. You're in a state where the stuff is super legal, and you don't even try it? What's wrong with you?
Never.
What's wrong?
Never will.
No, you know what?
Great
Let me
manager,
tell you why. No. You know what? I don't like the smoke because I don't like how the resin stays on your tongue. I don't like cotton mouth. I don't like my eyes all red. I don't like my breath smelling like I just licked a dog's ass. So
thank
I'll
you, dummies.
Dummies.
I can't do it, you guys. I can't do it. Listen, I already have concussion-like syndromes, maybe some CTE or whatever, traumatic brain injury. So that's the last thing I need.
Yeah, that's all you had to say.
That's right. All right, guys.
CBD is supposed to help, bro.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing any
of
that stuff.
You know what would help, too? You might want to try an enema, too. That might help.
Oh.
Or my grandmother used to call him a lavativa. Yeah, lavativa.
Okay, let's talk about that, bro.
You deserve that one. All right, let's get into this, guys, because something happened. July 7th, Pammy was at the T-Mobile Arena, guys.
Oh, my God. Did you see me on TV? I was on
Daniel
TV.
Daniel Cormier knocks out Stipe Miocic 1 minute left in the first round.
28
Pam, I'm
going
to go to you because you were there.
Yep.
28 seconds left in the first round.
I was there. It
28
was,
seconds
you know,
left.
And this was, you know, this fight, this is a fight I think that a lot of people didn't want to pick because I think so many people love DC and so many people love Stipe. And it was just hard to make this pick, you know, to decide who. But I've always been a DC fan, and, man, I wanted him to win so bad. And I think that I picked him by second round KO, did I not? But anyway.
I think you did.
Man,
you and I both did.
It was a sold-out arena. The energy in this crowd, man, the stars were out, you know, as far as fighters. I mean, this place was jam-packed. It was amazing. It was so much fun. Oh, my God, I'm so glad that I was able to go. And I had great seats. I don't know if y'all were able to see my pictures that I posted, but I had really good seats. Got lots of really good pictures of the walkout. So, and where I was sitting, I was where DC walked out. I didn't get to see Stipe because he was on the opposite side of me. But I got some really cool footage of DC. Amazing night of fights. I loved it.
I'm jealous.
Except for one fight, but that's okay. We all need to meet up at a fight. Marco, there's Dallas in September.
I know.
Good.
Anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the kids, man. Finding a babysitter.
Mm.
Especially because I make it a whole weekend ordeal. You know, I go Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I make it a 3-day ordeal, and it's a little bit difficult to do that. It was easier when, you know, me and my now wife didn't have any kids. You know, we went everywhere, but now, yeah.
Man, those kids, man, I tell you, man, they fuck up your life.
Can't do it.
Marco,
now,
let's talk about
this. Older now.
Because we've seen this before, Marco. We've seen someone win two championships. This one seemed a little different. This one seemed earned. Not that Connor didn't earn it, but this one seemed different. Marco, what say you? DC beats Stipe Miocic.
Yeah, he was always going to have an asterisk at light heavyweight. There's nothing to say about he beating Stipe. He beat probably the best heavyweight in UFC history, you know, Stipe Miocic. And that is, we cannot take that away from DC. But at light heavyweight, there is always an asterisk because he never beat the man. And the man is John Jones. He got the belt by default because the first time when he was a challenger, he lost. And then, of course, John Jones ran over a lady, so they took the belt away from him. And the next seat was Rumble Johnson. It was a vacant belt. When DC was the champion and John Jones came back, he took the belt from DC and then, you know, he tested positive and they get the belt back to DC. So for all intents and purposes, a light heavyweight, he's always going to have an asterisk. He's always going to be second best to John Jones. But a heavyweight, there is no argument, man. The guy is 14-0 as a heavyweight. He just became the heavyweight champion of the world and beat a Stipe freaking Miocic. So, yeah.
In the first round.
A light heavyweight, he's always going to live under the shadow of John Jones. But a heavyweight, he has written his own story. And I always wonder, when 5 years ago when he came from a Strikeforce, if he would have just stayed a heavyweight and win the heavyweight championship back then, I truly believe we would be talking about the best heavyweight of all time right now with Daniel Cormier, because he could have had 6, 7, 8 freaking title defenses. But, you know, he wanted to be humble because he came Velasquez and stepped down. Daniel Cormier is a better fighter at heavyweight than a light heavyweight. At light heavyweight, he gets hurt. I mean, Anthony Rumble Johnson put an atomic bomb on him, but I don't know how he didn't get knocked out. Gustafsson put a fight, like a split decision win, you know, but he put it on freaking DC. John Jones beat him twice. Even Volkan Ozdemir was able to touch up Daniel Cormier at light heavyweight. At heavyweight, he has never been in trouble, man. I mean, he has never even been knocked down or anything like that. Get heavyweight, DC. Finish your career at heavyweight and get that third fight with John Jones at heavyweight. Maybe you have a chance to beat them then.
Right. Here's the one thing I will say, you guys. I was really disappointed at the end. I'm not a wrestling fan. I try to sometimes pretend like I'm a pro wrestling fan. I'm just not into that stuff. I do watch Lucha Underground. I've tried watching WWE now with Ronda there. Still can't get into it. But I got to ask you this, Marco. I was kind of marred by the end. Just didn't seem, I guess, genuine after a really genuine win by DC, and I thought I loved his press conference, but I thought it just marred the event or the moment for me. Marco, what say you? How did you feel about the end?
Well, according to 18,000 people on the T-Mobile Arena, they fucking love it. I heard the cheers. I didn't see anybody booing the stuff. And you know who loved it even more? Daniel Cormier. Because according to him, he's retired on March of next year. And he sees dollar signs on that fight. That is a fight that he can most probably win. You know, like, awesome favorite right now, like 6-1 favorite right now. And why not, man? Freak, like, who are you going to get that fight? Curtis Blaydes? Dude, let DC get paid before he retires, man. I'm sick and tired of people just not wanting to have fun. So what if the heavyweight belt is going to be on the line? Do you think DC is going to lose it? And even if he does, Brock Lesnar as a heavyweight champion is good business for the UFC, man. I don't think DC is losing, though. You know, I think DC knocks out Brock Lesnar. That is my personal opinion. Right now, it might change by the time we make the pick. But let DC get his payday. Get the UFC get his payday. Let's have some fun. I mean, Stipe is going to come back. By the time DC retires, Stipe is going to probably regain the title and everything's going to go back to order. And then you got John Jones looming in the shadows, you know. Because, believe me, if John Jones decides to come back tomorrow, he got tips on the winner of Brock Lesnar versus DC. So Curtis Blaydes, Derek Lewis, even Stipe Miocic, they all have to take a back seat to the stars, man. Because, you know what? I like that.
Pam, we got to move along on this, but I do want to ask you, you were there. So Marco is saying that the fans loved it. I didn't get into it. You were there. What was the take on it while you were there?
Okay, so where I was sitting at, I was sitting right there where the fighters walked up, and you see Brock Lesnar walking out, and everybody around was kind of like, what the fuck is going on? You know, because he walked out before they even fought. So he walked out, and then they had the walkout soon after that. So everybody was kind of like, okay, what's up here? So I think that this is my take on it. I didn't like the way that they brought him in and kind of like stole his moment and kind of cheapened his moment. And he walks out there looking like Yosemite Sam with his stupid pants tucked in his boots, looking like an idiot. Did he not look like Yosemite Sam? Anyway, and for me personally, you know, personally, I didn't like it. I mean, I wish that they could have waited and let DC have his moment, because then, you know, this is the first time he's ever brought his kids in the rink, and there's, you know, Brock Lesnar, you know, talking shit about Stipe and everybody else. And I mean, yes, I know that they want to, you know, make money and make people interested in the fights, but I think we're kind of over the WWE stuff, the WWE antics, you know, the throwing dollies at buses and climbing over fences and slapping the refs. And, you know, I'm kind of over that. But, you know, I think kind of we're jumping the gun a little bit, because they're already saying, okay, this is the next fight. What if he doesn't even clear USADA? I mean, this guy has so much dope in him, it might take him like 2 years to, you know, to pee clean, you know? So I didn't like it at that moment. I wish they would have let him bask in his moment and then bring the dude out. But
hey, DC called him into the cage. It wasn't Joe Rogan. It wasn't the DC took the mic from Joe Rogan. And he said, Joe Rogan, let me have this mic for a second. And then he introduced, you know, Brock Lesnar, and he called him into the cage. DC could not wait to freaking bring Brock Lesnar into the cage, because he knows, even if he looks fake, even if he looks whatever, we are talking about it. And that is the whole point of promotion. We are talking about it, and that is freaking, just back out the freaking bank trucks into this bank account, because that is what you see, dollar signs, dollar signs, dollar signs. And the guy is 39 years old. It's probably going to be his biggest paycheck ever. That's why he was so excited of calling Brock Lesnar into the cage, because that is what he wants. He said it on his own press conference. All he wants is big fights from now on. He got 2 or 3 fights left, and the only fights he's going to take are fights that are going to make him money. And good for DC. We're complaining that.
All right, guys, we got half an hour.
Let DC get paid.
Guys, we got half an hour. Let's go into this quickly. Let's go into the up-down report. A fighter that moved up in ranks because of UFC 226, and a fighter that moved down in the ranks. I'll give you mine right. All right, guys, here we go. The up-down report for UFC 226. A fighter that moved up in ranks and a fighter that moved down in ranks. My fighter that moved up, Dracar Close, guys. I think he looked really, really good. I could also give it, I didn't want to take it away from someone else, but I can also give it to Curtis Millender, fighter that moved down in the ranks for me quite a bit. I'm going to call it easy, Francis Ngannou. I don't know what the hell happened.
Oh, you took my guy.
But he looked horrible. Pam, I go to you. Up, down, yep. Report. Who moved up?
Up, down, Paulo Costa, man. This guy is unstoppable. I am just, my eyes are on him. Remember I'm always talking about him? I love this guy. And my guy that's going down, like you, Francis Ngannou, I don't know what the hell happened, but ever since his match with Stipe, I don't know what happened. So, Costa and Ngannou.
Marco.
Stipe broke my Francis Ngannou toy, man. Damn it, Stipe, you're breaking all my toys. But
that's why we can't have nice things.
Yeah. the obvious pick for Pirate of Mudan is Francis Ngannou. I don't know what happened to the dude. He was super gun-shy, super timid, you know. And I'm going to give you two people that went up in rank. From Friday, Israel Adesanya, he looked
good
fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Paulo Costa and Israel Adesanya are the future of the middleweight division. Once those two dudes, they're on a collision course. And the other one that moved up in rank for me was Mike Perry. A lot of maturity.
Mm-hmm.
I was standing fight with Paul Felder, man. What a freaking war. Paul Felder also went up in rank, but, you know, Mike Perry, a lot of maturity and more tactical. Yeah, I like what my brother showed me that Saturday.
Totally agree. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Gokhan Saki really let me down, too. I want to
make
sure that I got one.
I think all of us were. Oh, my God. I should have bet on Khalil. And I was like, no, I'll just be. Good thing I had it now. I'm like, shit. So now I'm like a little bit wiser, so I know how this betting thing works. So. Maybe I won't spend my money
on
drugs, but I'll gamble.
Let's get into this, guys. UFC Fight
okay.
Night. Dos Santos versus one of the OVs, Pam.
Yep.
Blagoy Ivanov. We move up to the heavyweight. We go, Marco. And this, of course, will be held. The first event ever for the UFC in Idaho. Shout out to Boise. At the CenturyLink Arena in Boise, Idaho. Marco, we go
Ida
to
pin.
You.
Crackling.
Idaho, and I say Ida pin.
Get it?
All right, you got to give him that one. Idaho, I the pimp.
That's exactly what I did to your mother, buddy.
All right, so we move up to the heavyweight we go, guys. 31 years young, Blagoy Ivanov, 16-1-1, a +160 underdog. He will fight. Coming back, JDS, Junior Dos Santos. After I think it's at least a two-year layoff, 34, 18-5, a -185 favorite. Marco, we go to you. Will it be one of the OVs, Blagoy Ivanov, or will it be JDS, Junior Dos Santos?
Ivanov is a former WSOS heavyweight champ. That doesn't mean shit, though. Because, you know, the quality of heavyweight outside of the UFC is arguable, you know. The second best crop of heavyweight outside of the UFC on Bellator, and that is still arguable. Don't know too much Ivanov, but for the little clips that I saw from WSOF, not that impressive. I mean, Junior Dos Santos is a known commodity, man, former champion, knockout artist. He got cardio, you know, and he can take a licking. His last loss to Stipe, you know, he got knocked out. And then he got his little issue with USADA that he was actually, you know, completely clear from. So, you know, USADA, what the hell are you doing? But that said, man, my money's of Junior Dos Santos. He has faced the better fighters. He got the superior boxing, the better quality of opponents. And Ivanov is an unknown commodity for me. Until I see something that I like from Ivanov, I cannot pick him. So give me Junior Dos Santos with a second-round knockout.
So, Marco, going with a second-round knockout for JDS, Junior Dos Santos.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Pam?
Mm-hmm.
I agree with him. So
mm-hmm.
I'm also gonna go and follow Marco on this one.
Where you go?
So I'm gonna go and follow Marco on this one.
So second round
TKO for JDS.
Okay.
Pam,
we go to you.
Okay. Blagoy Ivanov. Does that sound like a vampire? Ivanov. Anyways, you know what? 16-1, coming out of PFL, WSOF, and I'm looking at who, I have no clue who these people are. I do know that his last referee was Mario Yamasaki, so who knows what won out in that fight. It was a unanimous decision by him. you know what? It's so funny. He's 31, and Dos Santos is 34. It looks like the other guy is, like, in his 40s.
44?
You know, yeah, he looks kind of long in the tooth, as you would say. I don't know too much about him. I know, again, this guy's a sambo wrestler, judo, strong dude. He's on a 5-win streak. But I question his fight resume. I don't know who any of these people are that he's fought, aside from Josh Koopman, but that was in 2016. So now I'm going to Junior Dos Santos, and he has a pattern. He's a loss, win, loss, win, loss, win. So a loss. So now it's his time to win, according to the pattern that I figured out here. Strategically, he should win this fight. His last loss was to Stipe. And, you know, this guy, I think he's just more polished. He's a former heavyweight champ, black belt in jiu-jitsu, KO power, boxing strength. This guy's got 13 KOs. I'm going to go with him. I wanted to say decision, you know, because both of these guys have 4 decision wins. I'm going to take JDS by decision for me.
Good luck with MMA math, right, Marco? MMA math always works out, right, guys?
Yeah.
You can guess. Well, you saw me. I've been, like, flipping coins the last 2 things that we did.
All right, guys, let's move up or down in weight, really, okay, to the welterweight we go. Pam,
oh, he's
favorite.
So cute. He
Sage
is so
Norica,
cute.
22 years young, 10-2, a -130 favorite. He will fight one of Marco's favorite, Zach Otto, 31 years young, 16-5, a +110 underdog. Emmy, we'll go to you. Will it be Super Sage Northcutt, or will it be Zach Otto?
Okay. Me? You said me? Okay.
Yes, Pam.
Y'all know I love my baby Sage. He is just so adorable. I just want to adopt him. He's so cute. 10-2, 4 KOs, 3 subs, 3 decisions. His losses, 2 losses by submission. Third-degree black belt in taekwondo, third-degree black belt in kendo, third-stripe purple belt in jiu-jitsu. Last winner by decision. Going against Zach Otov, I can't read my writing. 16-5. This guy, he's a freestyle black belt, jiu-jitsu, orange belt, and taekwondo, coming off of first-round TKO over Mike Pyle. This guy has 10 submission wins. What did Sage Northcutt lose to are submissions. So much as I like baby Sage, I bless his little heart, I'm going with Zach with the second-round submission. I'm sorry. Love you, Sage.
So, Pam.
And if
so
I'm
Pammy
wrong,
turning
that's
her
cool.
Back.
I'm sorry.
Pammy turning the back on her adopted son, Sage Northcutt, and Pammy going with Zach Otto taking this one. Pam, did you say decision or did you say?
No, I said a second round submission. I said a second round submission.
Darn.
And I hope
second
I'm
round.
Wrong. I mean, I hope I'm wrong, but.
So Pam going, turning her back on Super Sage Northcutt. Yeah. Marco going with a second round sub. I'm going with Sage Northcutt via decision, you guys. I don't think he can finish Zach Otto, but I think the kid is learning, and I'm hoping he'll continue to grow with Team Alpha Male. Shout out to Team Alpha Male. So I'm going with Sage Northcutt via decision. Marco, I throw to you. Will it be Zach Otto or will it be Super Sage Northcutt?
This is a part of the brains, man. You know, petroleum engineer on a Sage Northcutt side and a kinesiologist on Zach Otto's side. He also worked on Wall Street for a while. He was an assistant to a stockbroker up on Wall Street. So, battle of the brains. But, you know, Sage Northcutt going back to 170, where he has not been as successful. I don't know why he doesn't, you know, pick a weight class. You know, are you at 155-er? Are you a 170-er? What the hell, Sage? I believe that the kid is Kinsler, you know. He's a better fighter at 155 than at 170. But I still like the kid. He's learning. He's, you know, on a really good camp now with Team Alpha Male, like you mentioned there, Tony. And he's a more athletic, the guy with the more upside, you know. Sakura is good, but he's not that good. And Sex Norcutt, his stand-up is really good. And his grappling is coming along pretty good, too. Reluctantly, I want to pick up Sage Norcutt because I think, you know, Tina Family is going to have a good plan. And he also going to pick it up for, as a decision. I don't see the USC is matching Sage Norcutt with fights that he cannot win. I think they're matching with fights that are competitive. And I think it's going to be competitive, but I think that the talent always supersede anything else. And not only Sage Norcutt got talent, but he also got the physical attribute to win this fight. So give me Sage Norcutt my decision.
Okay. So Marco also going via Sage Norcutt via decision. A lot of good fights, guys. Rick Lynn, Dennis Bermudez. We're going to skip through some of these. Nico Price and Randy Brown. We all will get at least one. At least, by the way, Prody is saying that your audio sounds real good, Marco. So we will all get at least one spotlight fight of the night at the end. All right, guys, let's move to this one because Pam wanted to chat with this one. Shout out to Team Alpha Male.
Yep.
Chad Money Mendez making his return after 2 years, 33 years young, 17-4, a minus 185 favorite. He will fight Miles Jury, 29 years young, 17-2, a plus 160 underdog. Marco, we go to you. Will it be Chad Money Mendez or will it be Miles Hung Jury?
Miles Fury, Jury.
So I you didn't like that one? Oh, Hung Jury? No. All right.
No.
All right.
So I got it. I got the joke. Yes, boom, boom. So Chad Mendez is coming out after a 2 year suspension because of ACH. Well, sucks to be you, Chad. Miles Fury used to be a lightweight, moving down to featherweight. He was pretty good at lightweight. I think he's going to be even better at featherweight. So, I don't know, man. I do believe that the ring rust is going to be real for Chad. Can you hear me, guys?
Sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Somebody's calling me on the other line. It's interrupting me. So,
ignore it.
I believe that Chad is Rindros is going to be real. It's going to take him a little while to get his legs under him, literally. For that reason, I think that Miles Jury is going to come out here with the accent. If this was prime Chad Mendes, you know, without a 2 year suspension and, you know, without all the other issues that he got for the last couple of years, I would pick Chad Mendes, like, with no doubt. But I'm a little concerned about the time away from the cage. And I think Miles Jury is a long, rangy featherweight, and just not slow from the ground either. So I'm going to give Miles Jury the nod in a very close 29-28 decision. So give me Miles Jury by decision.
So Mark takes Jury decision. Surprised, actually. I'm really surprised at that case. I agree that Miles Jury is extremely talented, certainly a lot taller than Chad Money Mendez. I just don't think he's fought the same caliber of fighters, guys. And I know that, obviously, the loss to Donald Cerrone via decision, via submission to Charles Oliveira, beat Mike De La Torre, beat Rick Lynn, who's a darn good fighter. I think Mendez is going to be winded. I just don't think he's going to go three rounds. So I'm going with Chad Money Mendez. Going with Chad Money Mendez. Via, you know what, guys? Via KO in the first. I think he's going to tap.
Shut up. Are you going to KO his knee?
I think he's going to KO him right in the top of the head, just like he beat. I forgot the fighter that I like. Cuban-Mexican fighter out of Florida. Chicago. What's his name?
Oh, Lamas.
Yeah, just like he beat up Lamas right in the top of the head.
Ricardo
I'm taking Chad Money Mendez via KO in the first. Pam, I go to you.
Okay. You know, this might, a little bit to me, was a little bit confusing because I was going through all my stuff, doing my research, and I'm like, hold up, looking at Miles Jury, his opponents, and I thought, okay, did Chad Mendes go up or did Miles Jury go down? And I actually had to ask somebody. And so Miles Jury went down. This dude is 5'11", 73 and 42. Chad Mendes is 5'6", with the 66, 37. 7-inch reach advantage for Miles Jury. His legs are 5 inches longer. Inches do matter, man. And so it makes you, you know, like I say, those inches, they can either be good or bad. They can be an advantage or disadvantage. He is coming off of two wins, Rick Glenn, Mike De La Torre, versus Chad Mendes, who hadn't fought, or his last win was over Lamas in 2015. And I'm questioning the ring rust. I mean, I do agree that he has fought maybe a stronger caliber of fighter with losses to Edgar, McNugget, and Aldo times two. Oh, man, this is a hard one. You know what, though? I know that, you know, he's with Team Alpha Male, and they're doing wonders with their people, but I don't know, man. Miles Jury, I just think he's well-rounded, kickboxer, boxer, jiu-jitsu, wrestling, and just that height and reach advantage. I think it's going to be hard for Mendes to be able to penetrate. We're talking about Hong and stuff, and so penetration. It's going to be hard for him to get some penetration with those long arms and those long legs. I'm going with Miles Jury, and let me see. You know, Chad Mendes is a decisionator. Let me go Miles Jury. I'm going to go with him for a KO. Let me do second round KO, Miles Jury.
Darn, you guys are making
Miles
the question.
Hong Jury.
So Pam going with the KO for Jury.
You're good now. You're good.
Okay.
All right, Marco going with Jury via decision. I'm the only one taking Money Mendes, and you know what? I'm rethinking that. And Proteus will let you know I was the winner. That's right, guys. Let me
fuck that.
Down to the past. Thank you, Nate. I was the winner, guys. That's right. I was the winner last week. I took it, of course, to DC, that Showtime Pettis. Marco, may I hold your belt, or maybe Pam, actually.
No, it's my belt. You're
all
just
right,
borrowing
sorry.
It.
Pam, may I hold it?
We're all going to be like three little Fonzies here. And what's Fonzie like?
You may hold it till next week.
Thank you.
Alternative facts.
Thank you. All right.
Whisper.
Careless whisper in a while, but you know what, guys? We did play it twice yesterday last week for the same fight. Montana De La Rosa and, of course, the beautiful Rachel Ostovich. We're going to play it tonight, guys. Not only for friend to the show, who I like, to the women's bantamweight we go. Marion Renault, our buddy, friend to the show, who we met in Fresno. Shout out to Marion Renault. 41 years young, guys. A PE teacher, I believe, in Visalia. 19-3-1. This line is correct. A -110 favorite. She will fight one of my favorites, guys. Undefeated fighter at one point, Kat Zingano, 36 years young, 9-3 with 3 straight losses. She's also a -110 favorite. Marco, I'm going to you. Will it be friend to the show, Marion Renault, or will it be Kat Zingano?
First of all, this fight is a pick'em. Second of all, I already told you the rule of the show. If they come to the show, I'm friends of the show, you are forbidden to pick against them. So, as much as I like Kat Zingano, she is on a 3-5 losing streak, and she gets in trouble when they take it to the ground, I am picking Marion Renault because that is her specialty. I am rooting for Marion Renault. Go on Marion Renault and submit Kat Zingano. I pick Marion Renault by re-enabling stroke on the second round. Forbidden to pick against Marion Renault.
I'm
poker.
Shocked. Wow, I'm shocked. Marco, sticking to the rules of the show, picking Renault, second round sub. Her Brazilian jiu-jitsu game is outstanding, guys. I think she's a really underrated fighter. Unfortunately, she started in the game a little late, not unlike our boy, DC, Daniel Cormier. Pammy, I'm going with you. Are you taking Marco's lead on this? Are you going with friend to the show, Renaud? Ooh, that, you know what? I was a poet and I didn't even know
friend
it.
Friend to the show, Marion Renaud.
Put a beat to that.
Put the beats on that. The
Alpha
only way to
Cat
go.
Thank God. Friend to the show, Renaud, only way to go. I like that. What say you, Pam?
If not, you blow. How about that? you know what? Just real quick, I'm going to Kat Zingano, Marion Renaud. I am picking Marion Renaud with the third round TKO. There's no way this girl has only lost by decision. She has three decision losses. I don't see another one happening. Third round TKO for me. Boom.
Wow. You guys are shocking me. I'm not joking. Just in the level of competition alone, I love Marion Renaud. I got to meet her at LFA, name dropping here. I thought she was wonderful. Certainly looks different in person than she does as a fighter with, you know, not all done up. I think you guys are forgetting, though, the level of fighting. She did beat Sarah McMahon. Actually, that was a really good fight. I forgot about that one.
Mm-hmm.
She drew with Betch Kohea, guys. Drew. Lost to Holly Holm. That could have gone either way. Lost to Ashley Evans-Smith via split decision. Her Brazilian jiu-jitsu game is excellent. I just don't think she can beat. Kat Zingano is a strong fighter, guys. She can be easily at 145. I don't think she's tall enough for that. I know she has three. Yeah, I know she has three straight losses. Oh. You know what? I'm going to go with you guys. I changed last minute. I'm going with Marion Renaud.
Yeah, don't think with the lightsaber. Think with your head, your brain.
You're right. I was thinking. Shout out to Alpha Brain. I'm going to take some Alpha Brain shout out to on it, and I'm going with Marion Renaud, second round submission, just like Marco.
Okay, right on.
You guys talk me off. I was thinking with the lightsaber. Yeah, swing indeed. All right, let's go to the spotlight fight. We go brought to you by, right? Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by Bomb First Fight Gear. Be more, be first. Use a pro amp to get 10% off. Marco, we go to you. Your spotlight fight of the night.
Okay, I'm going all the way to the bottom of the card to Jessica Aguilar and Jody Esquivel. I don't trust Jessica Aguilar right now at this day and age. She has been with a string of bad luck, getting fights, falling apart, she getting hurt. She hasn't fought in a while for one reason or another. I'm going to pick Jody Esquivel on a unanimous decision. There you go.
Well, you know what? I'm shocked that you went that route. Pam, I'm going with my spotlight fight of the night, of course, brought to you by Zidkar Photography. If you need a photo done, Zidkar is the place to get it. I'm going with Liz Carmouche fighting Jennifer Maia. Jennifer Maia moving up from Invicta, second fight, I think, in the UFC, fighting a really tough fighter in Liz Carmouche. Liz Carmouche, I don't know, guys. I think she has game. I really do. So I'm going with Liz Carmouche. Both of these women have good Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I'm going with Liz Carmouche, wrestling, and I think, Marco, I think she was in the Army. I'm going with Liz Carmouche, decision over
she's
Jennifer
Marine.
Maia. Marine, Liz Carmouche, via decision over Jennifer Maia. Pam, I go to you. Pam,
yep.
Your spotlight.
Well, this is not my spotlight fight, but this is something I want to bring up because I think this is going to be a fun fight to watch, is Saeed Nurmagomedov against Justin Scoggins. That's going to be a good one. But my spotlight fight is Randy Brown and Nico Price. Nico. I'm taking him by a second round TKO. Boom. That's it.
Second round TKO. Pam going Nico Price versus Randy Brown. Randy Brown, is really, really underrated. Let's get out of here, guys. Before we get out of here, let's talk Bellator real quick. I know that Marco said not really much, but they do have two fights coming up this weekend, guys. I didn't even know about their fight in Italy until I was watching the MMA beat. By the way, shout out to Phoenix Carnivale making a special guest appearance with Luke Thomas, Chuck Mendenhall and Danny Segura. So shout out. Marco, let's go to you. Is she part of the Nogueira family? Michael McDonald, of course. Yamo will be there. We'll be there fighting Emily Ducote versus Vida Arteaga. God, Gerald Harris making a comeback. Marco, I'm going to ask you, your spotlight fight of the night, how about that? For Bellator 202, what say you?
Are we talking about Bellator? Wait a second. I'm going to be really honest to you. I didn't even know they got two fights this week because they don't promote them. It's nowhere to be found. It got mentioned on MMA Junkie, I seen today. And that's only where I found out. So I'm going to be honest. Don't have a clue who's fighting. Don't give a shit who's fighting. So I'm going to give you no spotlight fight. Bellator do a better job promoting their shit. Or don't maybe pay for that song either. Because screw that service. So move on. Nothing to see here.
So Marco giving a huge Heisman to Bellator's promotion or lack of promotion. Shout out to whomever's promoting Bellator. Didn't do such a great job. Pam, I'm going to go to you. Yeah. Do you have a spotlight fight at Bellator 202?
Joe Schilling? No,
I don't know.
I completely spaced. The card was even off. And it's like Marco said, I think I saw someplace on Twitter that there was a fight, but I don't know who's fighting.
Darn, denied.
And shout out to Joe Schilling. Yeah, shout out to Joe Schilling.
Shout out to Joe Schilling indeed and the Marlboro Lights or whatever he's smoking nowadays. I'm going to go with the spotlight fight of the night for Bellator 202. Julia Budd, Canada's own version of Holly Holm. Maybe not as strong as Holly Holm. 11-2, certainly all in always great shape. She will fight Talita Nogueira, 7-0. I'm going with Julia Budd via decision. I don't think she's the best champion that they have. I was shocked that actually she won the belt from Marlos Kunin. I think she did defend against Arlene Blenkow, now defending again Talita Nogueira. Shout out to the new mother, Marlos Kunin. Let's get out of here, guys. Pam, your Twitter follow of the week or show of the week or song of the week. What you got?
Oh, my God. You know what? We're watching Harlots on Hulu. It's pretty good. It's about harlots back in the day. So it's a good one. And follow Samantha Gypsy, Twitter.
Samantha Gypsy on Twitter. I'm going to go with, Twitter follow of the week. Let's go Marlos Kunin, who's a pioneer of this game, certainly a Bellator's favorite for me. Marlos Kunin, who just became a mother. So at Marlos Kunin, former Strikeforce and Bellator fighter, really one of the pioneers in the game. So shout out to Marlos Kunin.
Hey, can I interrupt you for a second?
You
may. Just happen to see my picture with Nate Diaz? I have Nate radar, man, I tell you. You see my
shout
picture?
Out to Nate.
Heck yeah. He's so awesome, man. I love that guy. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Marco, close the show. What you got?
So, go France, beat Croatia. I got some fresh roots. Like, my mom's mom, last name is Saint-Tar, you know, they came from France. So I had to kind of sort of root for them. So go France. Yay. Follow Tony, IMDG Tony. Follow Panapandora Box. Follow me and Maldo Marco. Follow the absent Proteus at Proteus. Follow the show at another MMA cast. Read and review as Knucklehead. We need the reviews. We need the clicks, you know, find us in iTunes, Google Play, Blog Talk Radio. Enjoy the two Bellator cards this weekend that I didn't know anything about. And the UFC fight on Saturday. And then what's the World Cup Finals on Sunday? We better leave you guys. Catch you guys next week. Enjoy the fights.
We'll see you next week. Pam, I like that.
Yep. Buenas noches. Good night.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.